Welcome to the Growing in Grace audio blog. My name is James Williams, and I hope you enjoy today's episode entitled, Ready to Go Home. I'm ready to go home. I'm tired. I'm tired of seeing the effects of the curse. I'm tired of seeing people sin against God and against others in harmful ways. I'm tired of my own struggle against sin. I grow weary hearing the latest news. Wars and rumors of wars fill the headlines and burden my soul. Corruption and greed by so-called leaders serving themselves rather than their people exasperates me. Explicit rebellion against God and His beautiful design is celebrated, and those who speak against it are mocked. I groan with creation and long to be fully restored and made new. My longing deepens with the passing of each loved one, each friend. Death takes another, and another, and another, and never seems satisfied. Paul tells us to live as Christ and to die as gain. Whether God gives him another 50 years or just a few more seconds, Paul declares either way is a win. To live means to have more opportunity to spread the gospel and minister to others. Death brings the true treasure we all long for, eternity with Christ. But even Paul seemed to grow tired and long for home. He says in verse 23, "My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better." But he realizes that to stay was beneficial for others. Quote, "But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account." End quote. While it was a win-win situation, Paul declares in verse 23 that he was hard-pressed between the two. However, we don't get to decide. God has determined our days by fixing both our day of birth and our day of death. For some, He grants long life filled with memories. For others, their day of death seems far too early. Either way, we rejoice because the grave doesn't defeat us. Our former unconquerable enemy, death, now serves as a hostess, taking us to our greatest joy. Therefore, believers need not fear death and will receive it willingly when God calls us to it. But until then, we give ourselves for the good of others and the glory of God. We tell those who don't know about the beauty of our God and the good news of His gospel. We encourage believers not to give up in doing good, for in due season they will reap if they continue. We worship God even though we only see Him dimly and not yet face to face. We live this life not for itself, but as a passing voyage to our true home. While I continue to grow tired, while I continue to long for home, I'll strive not to waste a moment God has given me in this life. Then, when my eyes close for the last time, Lord willing, I'll hear the words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Master. Come quickly, Lord Jesus." Thank you for listening to the Growing in Grace podcast. I pray this episode served you well. If so, consider sharing on social media or leaving a rating on iTunes so that others might be encouraged as well. May God strengthen you this week as you continue to grow in grace.